It is the Hometown Morning Show on 104.3 The River, and our good friend Veronica Ant is in the house, and we're talking riverboat cruising. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Just fantastic. Glad to be back in the saddle.
Good, good.
We're all wearing white after Labor Day because we're all rebels. That's how we roll here.
We are.
Well, we were talking off the air. If you live south of the Ohio River and east of the Mississippi, regular summer rules do not apply to you. If you want to wear white, it's going to be, what's it going to be today? Like 90?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
So you keep your pumpkin spice away from my iced tea and we'll get along just fine. I have no aversion to it. It's just, it's still hot and it's going to be hot for a while.
I kind of have an aversion to it just because apple cider is a superior fall drink.
It is pretty great. There's a big thing coming up in the fall, mid-November, on a Sunday evening in beautiful Cloverport. Tell us what in the world is going on.
All righty. The Chamber has decided to sponsor and host this dinner cruise aboard the Belle of Cincinnati. We have it all scheduled, all set up. It's going to be awesome. We have sold over half of the tickets, so if you don't have your tickets yet, you need to get in touch with
That's
us.
And
either get in touch with us at the Chamber office or go online to our website or to Eventbrite, which we've talked about Eventbrite before.
I love Eventbrite. I've been to two shows in the past month where I had Eventbrite tickets on my phone. I walk up, they scan them, I'm done. No paper waste. Nothing to keep up with, nothing to lose, nothing to get sweaty in your pocket and ruin. I've done that with concert tickets. I love it. Don't be afraid of it. But if you are, you all will help folks out.
Right, right. This is going to be a really fun cruise. It is the day before Veterans Day, so I'm sure we'll have a salute to our veterans. We'll have dinner on the boat, and that's going to be delicious. They tell me that people who have hosted this boat before, people from Tell City and Owensboro, they tell me that the food's really good.
Right.
We're going to have some music, but best of all, or most of all, before the boat leaves, we're going to have some music set up in downtown Cloverport and some vendors and
good.
Things. So I think
good.
The Sacagawea Festival Committee is going to have some refreshments for sale for those who may either want to eat before they get on the boat and then again on the boat, or those who aren't even going on the cruise but would just come down to see the...
Cool. Why not?
Right, right. Because this is going to be quite different for our county.
Sure.
This is a boat that seats over 500 people for dinner, three decks. It's just going to be nice. It's going to be different.
And what is that date again, Veronica?
November the 10th.
November 10th. It's going to be here before... I mean, it's September,
it
folks.
Is, yes, it
Meredith
is.
Meredith about had a breakdown when I said it was September on the radio a few minutes ago. Are you hissing at us?
No.
Sounded like it to me, Paul.
We're an honest bunch, I'll tell you that. I think it's great. You know, I've been following this for almost a year. I mean, I remember the breakfast that Bob started talking about it, and we all got excited, and it was just never going to get here. And now... we're just a little over 2 months away.
Yes, we are.
So, folks, we've been talking about this probably, you and I, since February at least. If it sells out and you don't get your tickets, do not fuss at me. I have begged you for months. Get them, though. It's a great deal. What a great gift it would make, too.
Yes.
Send your mom and daddy on that thing.
Yes. And a couple of questions we've had, Paul, are people want to know if the boat is handicap accessible. It is.
Sure.
They have elevators and ramps, and so it's fully ready for that. And then another question that we've gotten several times that we laugh about at the office all the time is, well, are they going to go upriver or downriver? Well, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll let the captain decide, and I'm not sure what difference it makes.
You know, I'm going to...
It's still going to be pretty.
Every riverboat cruise I have ever been on has gone up and then back down.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Either way, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I've been on that river either around the bend or up toward Addison and Stevensport. You win either way.
Exactly.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
The leaves are already starting to turn a little. Meredith, don't listen to this. So I'm thinking by November the 10th, it's going to be beautiful out there.
I would think.
And since the boat is going to, we're going to load at 4 o'clock Central Time and set sail at 5 o'clock Central Time. I mean, you're going to get to see the sunset, and then you're going to see the stars come out.
Really neat.
So I think it's going to be a really, really neat trip.
It sounds like it's going to be just a great day.
It
all
is.
In all. So kudos to you, Cloverport, for hosting this thing.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
What a neat part of the world. Mm-hmm. And kudos to you all for thinking this thing up. What a neat thing for the county.
It is a neat thing.
And we know now, post Balloon Glow, that we can do whatever we want here.
We can.
And pull it off and we get a bunch of people. So get your tickets, folks. Don't mess around. Go ahead and get them. You'll be glad you did. Mm-hmm. We've got just a little over 2 months. And it's, I think it's going to sell out.
Oh, I definitely think it is, yes.
So let's do that. Make a great gift. Hey, just do early Christmas stuff.
Right, right.
You know, somebody's aunt and uncle or my mom and papa or mom and dad would love to go on that. Even if you don't want to, some of your people would. So
right,
easy peasy.
Right. Sounds like a deal.
Great value. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Come and let's talk more chamber stuff soon. Because I know we've got fall coming up and shop at home winners. There we go. It is September.
It is.
I don't know how that happened. Shop at home winners, Barbara Bates and Lou Ann Whitworth. Fantastic. So they kept their receipts from chamber member businesses that totaled over $100, brought them in and got drawn for, was it a $200 gift card?
$250.
$250 gift card. Mm-hmm. So each one of those ladies won one of those. Great. Barbara Bates and Lou Ann Whitworth, congratulations. And I am jealous. That's fantastic.
Well, Lou Ann. We do it again at Christmas.
Yes, we do it again. Lou Ann has contacted us. Barbara Bates has not contacted us.
All right, Barbara,
us,
come on.
If you're out there, give us a call.
All right. That's so cool.
It is cool.
So let's before the holiday season starts, I hope to see your smiling face a couple times. Let's talk about what y'all are going to be doing.
All righty.
Good deal.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much. More fun on the way. 104.3 The River.